NYC sues 30 counties for refusing to accept migrants, xenophobic bigotry. By John Binder on June 8, 2023. New York City officials are now suing 30 counties across New York State for refusing to accept border crossers and illegal aliens into their communities. The lawsuit comes after Mayor Eric Adams, D., was shut down when he attempted to bus migrants to multiple communities. Since the spring of last year, more than 72,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City. Adams, as a result, sought to start busing migrants out of the city and to surrounding counties across the state. Last month, a New York judge blocked Adams from busing border crossers and illegal aliens to Orange County, New York, while another judge blocked him from busing new arrivals to Rockland County. This week, Adams announced that the city is suing 30 New York counties, claiming they are exhibiting xenophobic bigotry for trying to protect their residents from waves of illegal immigration that strains public resources, hospital systems and infrastructure, and drives up housing prices. Since this crisis began, New York City has, virtually on its own, stepped up to provide shelter, food, clothing, and other services to asylum seekers arriving in our city, Adams said in a statement. While many communities have been overwhelmingly supportive and enthusiastic about welcoming these new arrivals to their cities and towns, some elected officials have attempted to build metaphorical walls around their localities with unlawful executive orders. This lawsuit aims to put an end to this xenophobic bigotry and ensure our state acts as one as we work together to manage this humanitarian crisis fairly and humanely, as we have done from the beginning and as we will continue to do. Emphasis added. According to the lawsuit, as of this month, New York City's homeless shelter system is now housing more than 81,000 people, the highest level ever recorded. The weekly inflow of border crossers and illegal aliens entering the shelter system peaked at 5,600 last month. Adams, this week, said he may open his mayoral residence to border crossers and illegal aliens, an offer he has not made to homeless New Yorkers, after suggesting homeowners in the city also open their doors to migrants. Illegal immigration is costing New York City taxpayers, already some of the most tax-burdened Americans, about $5 million every single day. Over the next 2 years, Adams predicts that illegal immigration will cost New Yorkers more than $4.2 billion. The case is the City of New York v. Rockland County in the Supreme Court of New York. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.